It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hadn't have hung out last night, would have spent very little time together or spoken really at all this week. Yeah, it's been one of those weeks, mate.
I was just all over the bloody town last week.
You were Bristol, you were Manchester.
I was just everywhere and everywhere.
You were planes, trains and automobiles.
Abso-bloody-lutely. I mean, chuck a plane in there.
You've got the whole lot.
I've covered the whole spectrum.
You were trains and automobiles.
Just trains and automobiles for me.
What were you doing in the that there Manchester, that there Bristol?
When I went up north, we're going to be involved in some interviews with someone up there.
I think I'm already saying that on live.
That's what we're doing up there. And then down in that there Bristol.
That there Bristol.
I was down there just driving tractors around.
You just doing tractor driving?
Yeah.
That's
just
right.
I thought, you know what?
Let's do tractors.
I like tractors. I like potatoes.
I like carrots.
So let's get down there and just learn
You're losing your accent a little bit.
Learn how to drive a tractor.
You're having to really concentrate on your accent, aren't you?
No, I am not. Actually, no.
Oh, you've gone northern. No, I'm not. Actually, no. Now, I just saw something on Intertweb.
Intertweb, yep.
It was actually on Instagram. And it's...
On the socials!
It was on the socials! Now, it's a little bit dickish.
Right.
But I want to read it and see if it equates to you and I, okay?
Some sort of equation.
So, it's about the date, the month that you're born, and then the type of person that you are.
Oh, right. So, like, star signs.
No, it's not star signs.
It's in that vein.
Your birth month and your traits. And I want to see if they ring true for us.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so this is the May girl.
Which is you, Pat Sheens. This is Pat Sheens.
She is a mix of stubborn and sweet with a love for life's little pleasures. She values stability but also knows how to indulge in luxury. A creature of comfort, she enjoys good food, beautiful aesthetics, and long, peaceful moments. Don't mistake her calm demeanour for weakness. She knows exactly what she wants. These are the traits. Patient until you push her to your limit. Correct.
No.
Remain patient, Ruth. She has not pushed you to your limits yet. Loves treating herself.
Yes.
Can be super chill or incredibly stubborn. Obsessed with aesthetics and good vibes. Prefers quality over quantity in everything. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's some of it that's you, but I think there's some of it that's not you.
Right. This is November Girl.
Okay. This is NG.
She is a massive prick and whines
yes, tick.
She's intense, passionate, and full of hidden depths. She doesn't trust easily, but when she does, she's all in. A mix of mystery and loyalty. She's hard to figure out, but impossible to forget. She may seem guarded, but those who truly know her see her fiercely loving side. That is very you.
Yeah, I don't think I'm particularly hard to get to know.
Oh, I think there is a mysterious side to you. I think you don't trust people easily. You're not. Mm. I wouldn't particularly put you as a heart on your sleeve kind of person like me.
No, that's true.
But
when
you're in there, you are in are fierce. I think that sums you up brilliantly.
Mm.
These are your signature traits.
Signature traits.
Loves deep conversations, not small talk.
I'm a bit of both, I think.
Has a you'll never fully know me energy.
Mm.
To a certain extent, I agree with that. Fiercely loyal, but doesn't forgive easily. I don't agree with the bottom bit. I think you do forgive quite easily, but you are fiercely loyal.
Yes.
Appears cold, but is deeply emotional. Mm-hmm. That is you. Always one step ahead of everybody else. You are intuitive. You can figure things out intuitive. Very quickly. Mm. I actually think they sum us up quite well.
Mm. I think there's bits of it that's right.
Oh, do you know what? Fuck you.
I just think those things are just like...
Yeah, you just think those things are like chocolate bars. You don't really like them. You just think those things are like this and like that.
You just put a bit of everything in it and everyone goes, yeah, that's me. You know, as long as you cover a spectrum of shit, you're pretty much going to get there or thereabouts, aren't you? That's what... Yeah, exactly the same as star signs and all that shit.
You're really getting on my wick, mate. You are really getting on my wick, mate.
We've only been met 5 minutes.
You know. Oh, I also saw this and it instantly made me think of you.
Mm.
As you age, it's ridiculous how fast bird watching creeps up on you. You spend your whole life being 100% indifferent to birds. And then one day you're like, damn, is that a yellow-rumped warbler? That is you.
That is so true.
You could take that out and put plants as well.
Yeah. Trees,
you
plants,
overnight
birds,
became flowers. Obsessed with birds.
Yes. Yeah, I'm still obsessed.
That's what I mean. And they're like, you know, you just spend most of your life being indifferent. And then one day you get to a certain age and you're like, oh my God, that's that really rare yellow bird. Look, Ian, out at the window, that's a rare yellow warbler.
It is true.
Yeah, it was the robins.
It was the robins. Checking the nest.
Oh, no babies.
No sign of any sort of...
It's a bit early yet, I'd say.
Mm, I did see a robin fly in my garden today, though, and I thought, oh, hello.
Oh,
maybe you're back.
Maybe she's preggers.
Maybe you've come to nest.
Maybe she's preggers.
Yeah.
Like, what do you feel about Mummy Pig being pregnant?
I think that's actually brilliant.
Me too.
I love that.
I loved the way they did the announcement.
I didn't know how
on
they
GMB
did the
that she was on Good Morning
on GMB.
They did this whole Good Morning Britain thing where came on and did this whole announcement of being pregnant. And
really?
Yeah, it was so funny.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just heard through the grapevine that Mummy Pig was pregnant.
No, it went global. She went on national TV, mate. She was telling everyone.
I think it's brilliant, actually. I really love the fact that they've brought another child into the world.
Me too. Another pig. So what I want to know is
George, and who else do we think?
Do we think it's a boy or a girl? What I want to know is, though, is that baby going to just stay a baby the whole time? Because Pepper,
I think it will.
Do you?
Or just be baby pig. Baby pig. Yeah. Yeah, because Pepper and George have not aged.
No, never grown up.
No, they've remained like, I don't know.
Pepper's a bit of a brat, isn't she? I know we've had this discussion before because P is for Pepper and for periods was our very first. But she is a brat. She's not going to cope with a new baby in the mix, is she?
Pepper? Oh, I think Pepper's going to love it.
I think
she's going to be all over that.
Anyway, congratulations, Mummy Pig.
Well done, Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig. Yeah. Great fertilizations. we should just say as well, we have touched on the fact that I was very much kind of on the automobiles and trains of last week and therefore no ep. Apologies for that. I know Pat Sheens did put a little message out on Monday. I think a few people missed it though.
They did. We had a lot of messages.
Yeah.
We had a lot of messages.
Where's the ep? Yeah, where's the ep? I'm doing this. I need that. I need
a lot of crying emojis.
A lot of crying. A lot of... somber mood.
And we decided that we would be kind to producer Joel this week and record on a Sunday because it is tomorrow. Happy birthday, producer Joel.
Joel.
So we we thought, mate, let's be, you don't want to come on, listen to your mum talking about her areolas on your birthday,
no,
do you?
No, you don't want that. I mean, you don't want that a lot of the time, but definitely
especially
not on your
22nd birthday.
Not on the day of birth.
No. So we thought, okay, but producer Joel's not feeling well.
No.
So get well and happy birthday all rolled
PJ,
into one.
PJ.
PJ.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating US Wendy's.
Now, we had an excellent dickishin 2 weeks ago. This was 2 weeks
ago. 2 weeks ago.
From Lauren, the makeup maestro on Instagram.
Lauren. Nice.
And she said, Ruth, exclamation mark, I've got a dickish. I put back, go.
Brilliant.
When you tell someone you've bought something or booked to go somewhere and they immediately tell you their negative experience of the thing or the place... That is Mal. That's Mal.
Yeah.
You can say to Mal, "Oh, we've booked stay. We're going to Brighton for a couple of nights." Oh yeah, where are you staying? Mm. Oh, we're staying in the Grand Marriott. No,
that's a shithole.
To be honest, Ruth, I wouldn't stay there if I were you. I stayed
we
there
had an
in,
awful experience.
In 1984 with the RAF band squadronaires.
Yeah,
and the breakfast was shit.
The bed was shit. Yeah.
Isn't it true when you tell someone, like, you're really excited, oh, I bought this new TV last week. Oh my God, did you? What did you go for? Yeah. Oh, I went for the Panasonic 36425 enlarged screen. Is shit. We had three of those sent them back. Oh, right. Can you get a refund? I don't know. Well, I would.
I also think there's just some people that just want to knock you down.
Oh, want to be negative.
Yeah, if you're excited about something, you've booked somewhere to go, you've bought a new thing, everyone's like, you know, you're really excited about it. And some people just have this way of just making you feel like dog shit.
So I think one of the worst ones is restaurants. People go nuts to tell you how shit a restaurant's been, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that new Chinese down the road. Yeah, we're going to try it Saturday night. Don't bother.
Don't bother. It's absolutely disgusting.
Well, I've already booked it to go with my parents. Good luck. John, he had the shits for 3 days. You just think, I tell you what, mate, just keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
Let me get the shits.
Keep that to yourself.
Keep that to yourself.
Please.
But I thought, Lauren, when I read that, then she put another message. She just said, S-T-U-F. Shut the fuck up. And then she just put, totally dickish.
Did she put S-T-U-F or S-T-F-U?
She put S-T-F-U.
Shut that up, fuck. She just put S-T-U-F.
I saw your face and you looked confused.
I was like, what? Did she actually put S-T-U-F? You just said that wrong.
Of course it was me that said that wrong. I would have got it wrong. Not Lauren.
Not Lauren.
So, yeah, I thought that was very funny.
It's very true.
From Lauren. And I just, you know, just shut the fuck up, people.
I just think there are some people that are just negative.
Oh, God.
I mean, you could have had the best experience in the world on a holiday at a restaurant, a new purchase. I can guarantee you there'll be someone who wants to just make you feel
piss
like
on your
poo.
Bonfire.
Piss on your bonfire.
Yeah.
Shit on your face. They just...
No, that's never been a saying. Shit on your face. That's never, ever, ever been a saying.
Well, it should be.
It should be. What did they do? They just took a shit on
Shat
my face.
On my face. That's basically what they're doing, isn't it?
It's like they're opening their bowels right in front of me. Come on, have that. I tell you what, though, I'm quite a lot like Mal because I love reading reviews of places.
Yeah.
I absolutely, you know, like hotel. We arrived at the hotel at 4:15 on a Thursday afternoon. The lobby was disgusting. Anyway, you know, that's fine.
Well, Mal was reading reviews for us last night, wasn't he?
Yeah, he loves it.
Mal was looking at car hire for when we go on our Spanish senorita holiday. I said it like that. Anyway, when we go to Spain, Mal was looking at car hire places. Oh, yeah. And he's just, he sits there for hours, doesn't he?
Hours.
Just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. Yeah. All of a sudden they go, oh, hang on, listen to this review. You're right, okay, Mal. Went to Malaga car hire, Went to Malaga car hire, went to collect the car, opened the car door, and the vehicle was wet inside, covered in wet. And he was just like, and then he goes, but they gave us another car, and I'm pleased to tell you, the car was not wet. Mal just loves that shit, doesn't he?
Yeah. Have you ever read like reviews on like Amazon of like vibrators and stuff? They're really funny.
Oh no, I've
yeah, no, they are really funny.
Maybe that could be a new segment.
Honestly, it is like I got this home and it's nice and quiet. I unwrapped it. And it brought me to climax in no time.
No.
Oh my God, there are so many that are so funny.
Why are you looking at reviews for dildos?
Because did you not know there was that one that went viral?
No.
Yeah, there was this one, I think it was like back end of last year or like summer of last year that went complete. It was this Amazon review where this woman had gone into like so much
detail. Really?
How much she loved it. And somebody sent it to me and was like on Instagram, was like, Patty, you've got to read this. Oh. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to have a look at a few others, and just went on, and they are hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, so funny.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should do a little review of the week.
Vibrator review of the week.
Sex toys.
Week.
Butt plugs, vibrators.
Butt plugs, bullets.
Whips, chains. Gags.
Sexy lingerie. Gags! Oh, gimp masks.
That's the gimp masks. Yeah.
But yeah, that just anybody who just wants to open their bowels in front of you and you just need to go somewhere. Just keep it to yourself.
I think they get joy.
They do. Well, that's the thing.
That brings them joy, doesn't it?
This, like, oh, you want to, you're gloating about the fact that you're in there and that it was shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, yeah, it's a very, that is a real, some people just generally have that trait.
Well, talking of car hire, when you went out to pick up the food last night.
Yeah.
Ian found one. Ian was like, oh, Mal. I found a good one here. Yeah. Said it's such and such a car, £200 for the 11 nights. Dad sat up in his seat. And he was like, he said, have you read the reviews? Ian, have you read the reviews? Ian was like, well, it's got 3.9 stars out of 5 and there's like 6,000 reviews. Right, let me have a look. What is it? Okay Mobility. Right, I'm going to have a look at that. Went on, he said, oh, Ian.
No, Ian. No.
Ian, I've looked at a few. No, it's your insurance, good. Mate. They'll put your insurance through. It'll be your insurance will be through,
through the roof. Yeah.
And then
to be honest, though, I do trust Mal.
Oh, Mooey. We call him Mal's Tooey.
Mooey. Yeah. If anyone needs any sort of like car, holiday, transportation,
Mooey. You know,
anything. Mooey.
Mal's Tooey.
And the only thing you wouldn't go to Mooey for is tech.
Oh, definitely.
No, if you're after some sort of tech.
Has not got a clue.
No, Mooey is just all about holidays.
And cars.
Holidays and cars.
Yeah, very good.
If you want
and day trip excursions.
Day trip excursions. And restaurants. Mooey is actually quite good for a lot.
Oh, Mooey is sensash. Anyway, I thought that was very good from...
Very good, Lauren, the makeup maestro. Yeah. Is she the makeup maestro?
Yeah, the makeup maestro,
She's had a lot of shit with her room, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's had a lot of shit with her room.
A lot of shit with her room. I've seen her. Yeah, I've seen her talking.
I love Lauren, though. I think she's brilliant. I think she's so, like, down to earth, fun, doesn't take herself too seriously. Love her. If you don't follow the makeup maestro, go and follow her.
Yeah. And her dog, Rocky.
Oh, isn't Rocky so cute? Rocky Balboa.
Just before we move on, I do think we need to address the attachment to your headboard.
I've got an attachment on my headboard which you can watch your phone on.
All right. Patty's recording this ep in her bedroom, in her boudoir.
Yeah, because Marty's obviously watching football.
With her toys.
Yeah, I've got Kaplunk up here, Buckaroo.
That's an old game
with the straws. Kaplunk. Setting that up, though, was a ball egg, wasn't it? And it wasn't worth it for the game. It was a fucking joke, man. You'd spend 3 hours setting it up and then you'd lose one shot. Oh, all the marbles are gone. That's it. Finished. I mean, what a crock of shit.
But Patty's recording in her boudoir.
Yeah.
And I was like, what have you got clipped to your headboard?
So you can put your phone in it so you can watch. I can watch stuff at night on my phone, like TV and shit.
Hands free.
You
just have hands free.
Well, if I want to watch Netflix or...
Yeah. Do you watch Netflix on your phone?
I don't have a TV in my bedroom. If I want to watch something before I go to sleep, I have to do it on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite impressive.
Yeah, it's nice. It's good. I mean, it works. It's good.
I mean, it works.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, there we go. Never seen one before.
Well.
First time for everything.
We had a things that shouldn't be embarrassing that are adjusted in. Now, this came in from quite a few different people, actually.
Oh, okay.
This has been like a recurring one that I've had quite a lot. So I'm not going to say it's wrong because a few people have sent this to me.
Yes.
Justin, being invited to a wedding, evening only, walking in and feeling like a spare prick.
That is so true.
I think that's one of the best Justins, because when you get to a wedding and you're an evening, everybody's half pissed.
Yeah.
The bride's taken her veil off.
Yeah.
She's in trainers.
She's done.
She don't give a shit. She's smoking a fag in the garden.
She's waiting for a shag later.
Well done, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's bonded.
Yeah.
Everybody sat around the table drinking vino, having a laugh, doing the small talk, getting deep with each other. The bridesmaid shacking up with some bloke.
Yeah. Yeah.
You walk in, you literally stand there and look around and think, why did I bother?
Yeah.
Why did I spend
Sorted out
45 minutes getting ready?
I could be at home in my PJs.
Yeah. 20 minutes to get here.
Yeah. To listen to some bloke. Or contributed to their honeymoon.
Yeah, that's the one, isn't it?
Just give us cash.
Just give us cash, please. We just want cold, hard cash.
Yeah.
Don't worry about...
QR code straight to our bank. Fucking 200 quid. Yeah, it is. It's just lazy. It's lazy. It's just gotten really lazy, that shit, now. Yeah, it's just, I just don't know why people bother, to be honest.
What do you feel about people who don't send wedding invites now but link to a website?
Yeah, no. Jog on, piss off, I'm not coming. No. All this QR code shit, that's actually getting on my tits.
I mean,
we have covered this before with the whole kind of in the restaurants now with QR codes, but, you know, people having a wedding and like, here's the QR code, just go there, download, it gives you all the information, here's the direct access to our bank account, pop in a minimum of £200 because we are going to the Maldives. Actually, no. I shall not be attending and I shall not be putting cash in your bank. In your attic. I'm not putting cash in the attic.
But you get, now you just get like a WhatsApp, we're getting married.
Yeah.
You click on the thing.
Click on the link.
Jenny and Simon's magical day, and they've got a picture of them, and you know, there's like drop down menus, places to stay. It's like a fucking full on website. Yeah. Places to stay, taxis at the end of the night, gifts, in brackets, we just want money.
Money.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, we did do that for Mum and Dad's big Christmas bash.
Did we?
Oh, no, we did send out an invite and then you had to scan a QR code and it gave you all the information. But we did actually send out an invite. Some people now just send you a message. We're getting married. Find all the information here.
Yeah.
Straight onto a website.
You know, it's just, it is laziness. It's just now, it's again, it's this whole, you know, tech's gone mad. There's no kind of like personalization, is there? Tech's gone mad. Yeah. Mm. It is. It's, and actually, that whole thing about being an evening attendance.
That's shit, isn't it?
Yeah. I think if you're not important enough to be there for the whole day, just don't bother having an evening. Don't bother.
We did it slightly differently our day, didn't we? Because we had another...
You had two ceremonies.
We had another ceremony, which
you
was really,
really
our...
Went big dick.
But that was really our wedding ceremony. Mm. I mean, the first one was like 10 minutes. It was literally the legal bit.
Mm.
The evening one was really our wedding. Mm. So if you're going to do something different, but if you're just inviting somebody to listen to a DJ going sexy, tell me what you are, everything about you so sexy. What don't I know? That's Peter Kay. You don't even know. What am I not? What am I doing? You're really hitting the spot. That is so funny when he does that whole bit.
With the tape player and the microphone, he just keeps putting it.
And then he just keeps putting it. I mean, that is just...
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, you're going to do the Grease Megamix. Fuck off with the Grease Megamix.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to throw up in the corner. Like, it is just... And you walk into that moment and you just think, why have I bothered? Yeah. I feel embarrassed.
I feel embarrassed, to be honest.
I feel embarrassed for myself.
Yeah.
I feel embarrassed for them.
I feel embarrassed for myself. Because I should not be here.
But I thought that was
a brilliant
one. The fact
one.
That this one just ends with a feeling like a spare prick.
That is so true. You do feel like a spare prick.
Oh,
I mean, if you and Marty don't, you know, see it through, you know, full longevity to death.
Yeah. Thanks for clarifying to death.
Would you ever get married again?
I don't think I would. No,
same. No, I am not marrying again.
But I do think evening guests at a wedding.
Oh, it is. It's not. No, you've got to stop that.
It's not for me, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, we've covered weddings with Fern Cotton. If you haven't listened to that episode, go back.
Yeah.
Because she actually says the thing that gets on her tits is weddings.
Weddings.
And that is true. Weddings. Mm. Unless you're in the bridal party or you're really close to the bride or the groom, they're fucking awful.
I know. You see, I don't mind a wedding.
Oh, so much hanging around.
I'm like full dayer.
So much
full dayer.
No, but it's so much hanging around, though. It's just hanging around.
No, I know. But if you can hang around and drink,
yeah,
brilliant. Great time. Fun times.
Fun time, Patty.
Fun times, yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, I thought that was a really great Justin.
Very, very good Justin, that, from multiple listeners. Many thank yous.
Thank you.
Mm. Oh.
So, Angie, have you got a tits for us this week?
I have got a tits, yeah. I've got to get something off my jugs. And the thing that has been getting on my tits is... serums and people putting dripping shit on their face when they're putting on makeup,
the
skincare, the pipettes, and they drip it on, and then who started the dripping? Why are we dripping shit on our face? And serums, a serum for your face, a serum for your hair, a serum for your pits, a serum for your. Serums. Why are all these serums?
Did you just say a serum for your fuff?
For your fuff. There probably is. Probably is a serum for your fuff.
A serum for you're not into serums.
Serums. And this whole, dripping, you know, they just sit in front of their cameras and they drip the, you know, drip it on their face and on their head. And
I do that with...
Why? Why don't you just put it in your hands and put it on your face?
So I do that with my serums, but I've got a foundation.
Why are you dripping it on there?
Because it's easier to blend.
No, it's not. It's because it's become a thing.
No, it's not.
No one used to do that. No one was dripping foundation on their face. Nobody. All of a sudden, everyone's dripping it. So everyone goes, oh, I better drip mine.
No, it is easier to blend it because you don't get excess all over your hands. It's straight onto your skin. Blend, blend, blend.
No.
Yes, Angie. No. You can't just say no because you've been proved wrong.
No, I'm not having it.
When you did no. When somebody gives you a counter argument no. and you just wait like 2 beats and you just go, no. No. Well, no, actually.
No.
Might be you your opinion. You might have
things.
Actually just told me about quantum physics and that is actually a better way to do it. No. Like, at this point, you could have a professor of skincare telling you why it is in the best interest to prep it. Mm-hmm. You would just go, no.
No.
No, actually, Brian, professor
you
of skincare.
Have nothing to come back to me on because I don't agree.
So... Because, no.
No, actually, no. But it has become a thing.
I agree.
I bet you've started dripping it on your face because you've seen other people dripping it on their face.
What are we talking about? What is it that I'm dripping on my face? No, I've started doing it because I've never had a pipette foundation before. I don't do it with my serums. I do it with my foundation. And it is easier for blending.
Well, no.
Try it. Oh, you don't have a drippy foundation, do you? You've just got in a pump.
I've just got a pump.
You could pump it on your
Exactly. But would I?
Yeah, but people do that too. People do pump their foundation onto their face or their moisturiser. They'll do like a pump, pump, and then a pump, pump.
Pumping so you on could... your face and your serum. It annoys me.
Pumping on your face. She was there in front of a mirror pumping on her face.
Yeah, just everywhere now.
I know, but this is, you know, you get very wound up, don't you, by fads.
Yes.
You get.
I think that's what it is. I think someone starts it and then everyone is on that bandwagon.
Like pistachio.
Yes, exactly like pistachio.
Yeah.
But this is, for me, serums and dripping shit on your face.
Did you know that, I can't remember who it is, but somebody's bought out a pistachio candle.
Yeah, see?
Pistachio
bandwagon.
And sea salt.
Oh, no.
What?
But also, pistachio doesn't even smell.
But that's the thing, isn't it? It won't smell like pistachios, but it's to get on the hype.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, pistachio. Oh, yeah. Pistachio.
Pistachio's having a massive glow up.
Let's do a pistachio and sea salt candle.
Yeah. That will actually will smell of absolutely nothing.
Because
it'll
sea
just
salt
smell
doesn't
of
really,
wax.
Because sea salt doesn't really smell.
Exactly. Yes.
Pistachio and sea salt.
Yeah.
Crock of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, I do a drip on my face with...
I knew you'd be a dripper. I knew
you'd be a dripper. I love the fact.
I love the fact that
your opinion of me is so low. And if you hate it, you know I would do it. Because the bar is so... It's like, I tell you what, you know I'll do that. Patty, she'll be all over that because the bar is right down here. And I know I hate it, so she'll do it. What a bitch.
It's actually not that, but I know you are quite a bandwagon person.
That's not true.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not a bandwagon person. I never got drunk at school. I've never tried a cigarette. I've never done drugs.
No,
I'm not
but
a bandwagoner.
No, not with those things. But I think if there's things sort of, you know, on the socials, you think, oh, actually, that's quite a...
No.
I'll give that a try. Yes, no. I think you are.
I think you're wrong.
You nearly got a Stanley Cup.
I thought about it for a minute and then didn't do it, which proves I'm not a bandwagoner, because if I was a bandwagoner, I'd already have one. Wouldn't I? If I was bandwagoning, I'd have had a Stanley Cup ages ago, and I'd be putting my little thing. I'd be getting a strap for it and hanging.
Bandwagoning.
If I was bandwagoning. I'd be rocking around with a Stanley years ago.
Mm.
Thank you.
But I think you can be when it comes to sort of like skincare and makeup.
No,
I think you can be. Yeah.
No. No, there's loads of stuff that's happened. There's loads of things that have happened on TikTok where people have been like, do this, do like, try this, try that. I'm like, no, don't want to. I am not a bandwagoner, and I will die on that hill. I am not a bandwagoner. I do not partake in wagoning. Thank you.
I'm not a bandwagoner.
No, I'm not. If I see a product and I think, oh, I like the look of that, I might give it a go. Mm. But I'm not, you know, there's loads of skincare crazes that have gone around. I mean, a skincare craze that went around was putting period blood on your face. I am not jumping on any bandwagons. I am me. I know what I like. I know what I want to try. Well, look, there's the end of another episode. Thank you so much for joining us. Yes. There's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Gordon. She's Ange Gordon.
And you can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny. Finding the funny.